I'm James Dawson with your Delaware Public Media Legislative Update. The battle over how to fund a waterway cleanup initiative is beginning to move from a simmer to a boil, despite that a bill has yet to be introduced. Senate Republicans are sniffing out cash they frequently criticized for sitting stagnant in the state budget, money raised by the Sustainable Energy Unit, and funds collected through the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI. Together, they say the two programs have $45 million in reserve funds that have been slowly accumulating for years. Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle says he's not denying there's a problem with clean water infrastructure in Delaware, saying constituents tell his colleagues about health issues they have with nearby waterways.
Other people have flooding issues, and there's a variety of sort of infrastructure issues related to water. So we're not denying that. We're just questioning why would you create a new tax when we're sitting on close to $45 million.
That new tax Lavelle's talking about could come in the form of a flat $40 fee for individuals on their personal income tax and $75 extra for business license fees. The money would then go to try to detoxify Delaware's sorely polluted waterways. Senator Brian Townsend, who helps lead a task force working on potential legislation, says backing clean water or fighting for better air quality isn't an either-or choice.
Delawareans should not have to choose between clean energy and clean water. They deserve both, and they should not have to wait any longer. This last-minute proposal fails to account for how greenhouse gas emissions ultimately affect water quality and flooding in Delaware's marshes and along our coastline.
Each of the state's hundreds of bodies of water is at least 50% polluted, with rivers standing out as the dirtiest. 2 years ago, when Governor Jack Markell floated a $500 million five-year blitz to scrub lakes and streams, 95% of rivers didn't support healthy fish, and 86% of them weren't safe for swimming. Even Democrats swiftly rejected that initiative in one of the toughest legislative years Markell has seen. Because of the severity of the problem, Brenna Goggin, advocacy director at the Delaware Nature Society, says the GOP effort is appreciated, but it won't get the job done.
$30 to $40 million is a drop in the bucket when you're talking at a $100 million annual. Every year we need $100 million to address the failing infrastructure and the pollution and the agricultural best management practices that we consistently underfund.
Lavelle says the money may run out from those funds, but other options may appear.
It's a start. And, if we've become aware of this $45 million, perhaps there's other money out there in a $4.1 billion plus and not to mention federal money that's come in. And, you know, who else is sitting on what kind of money?
It's not even clear the General Assembly could legally use those funds, though. Republican senators say a memorandum of agreement among Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern states for REGI allows them to use 75% of those funds for other projects, aside from curbing greenhouse gases. But a review by Delaware Public Media found no such language. A final task force meeting to cement details of the Clean Water Initiative is set for next week, but Townsend made no promises on introducing a bill by the end of June. Any new legislation would then have to be filed after the election when lawmakers return to Dover in January. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.